Now, local news from High Peak Radio.
High Peak people are being reminded there's still time to comment on plans to change the region's youth services. The proposals include closing certain youth clubs and a shift to more volunteer-led activities. The 10-week consultation ends on the 18th of March.
High Peak Radio News.
Cloudy weather's hampered attempts to find the best place to stargaze in the High Peak. Tonight's the last night of the Peak District Dark Skies Group's survey of light pollution. Spokesman John Tanner wants people to go outside after 8 o'clock to count the stars in the constellation of the Hunter Orion.
Most people will probably recognise Orion because of the three distinctive belt stars and also the three stars that make up the sword. In actual fact, the second star in the sword isn't a star at all. It's a nebula where stars are currently being born as we speak. So it's a fantastic place for discovering the universe.
And if skies don't clear tonight, there'll be another chance to take part from the 10th of March. With spring on the horizon, the Willowwood Hospice wants a helping hand from Glossop Dale's gardeners. The hospice's grounds are in need of a makeover after recent building work took place. The group are asking for people to help prepare the grounds for the summer and make donations of flowers and plants. And a Peak District student is premiering his climbing film at the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival in 2 weeks' time. Life on Hold is about bouldering in the Peak District, a mecca for the sport of climbing without ropes using crash mats. Producer Nick Brown, who runs Outcrop Films, says the National Park's undoubtedly the adventure capital of the UK.
All the climbers in the country seem to congregate in Sheffield, and, you know, there's a good range of indoor walls, and all the crags in the Peak District are reasonably close together, so you don't have to drive far. And it's a good centre, really. 10 minutes away, and you know, you've got access to running, mountain biking, climbing, and paragliding, everything, really. Yeah.
Tickets are available from the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival website or Showroom Cinema. High Peak Radio News. Our next bulletin in an hour.